Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply free at last. Free at last. Think of it, my friends. We have so many aspects of freedom. If you ask 10 different people to define freedom, you'll receive 10 different answers. They're all different types. We've got freedom of religion and freedom of speech and freedom of expression. In America, we're called the land of the free. And freedom in business has a lot of different meanings as well. As leaders, it's our responsibility to free our teams from doubt and failure, from infighting and finger pointing, from mediocrity and apathy. Teams are looking for leaders who can truly set them free at last. We've got four key elements that define how to free those on your team as well as yourself. They're found in our FREE acronym. That F in our FREE acronym reminds us to focus fervently. Yes, the best are the best because they know how to focus. Michelangelo took 4 years to complete the Sistine Chapel, and he painted it on his back. Mozart, in less than 17 years, composed over 600 works. He only lived to be 35, but imagine the focus required to be that prolific. And Thomas Edison created almost 1,100 inventions. Those things, my friends, require focus. So you may be asking, how do I focus? How do I channel my energy and become better than ever before? Consider these three keys. First is isolation. You can concentrate when you're all alone, and oftentimes you're your best when you've taken time to move away from the crowd and isolate yourself just to be able to get the job done. Then consider designation. This is a predetermined place where you're going to work. Oftentimes it sets your mind in a new parameter because now you're focusing on the place. Do you have a place where you go to write, to create, to study, to evaluate, to analyze? The scientists go to labs. That's their designated place to do research. Preachers and pastors will go to a church. That's their designated place to minister. Firefighters will go to the firehouses, and the police officers have a designated place to do paperwork. What is your designated place? Do you have a designated place to accomplish all of your objectives? Where is that place? Then it is dedication. This is the art of committing not to leave your designated place until your mission is accomplished. This is why people typically will come a little earlier and stay a little later in certain environments because they don't want to leave until that's done. College students will go to the library and they'll stay there for hours until all of their research assignments are completed. It requires those three elements of isolation, designation, and dedication. That R in our FREE acronym reminds us of the importance of recovering rapidly. Yes, it's important to recover rapidly. Remember, defeat and failure only take place in the mind. Therefore, when perceived setbacks occur, get over them quickly. Establish new goals and create a new plan and begin again. The art of recovering rapidly takes place in several elements. We've also seen it in sports. They have great heavyweight boxers that have won the title, but they've also lost it. They had to recover and get back on track. Are you rapidly recovering and getting back on track? Or are you down in the dumps because someone said something that you didn't expect them to say or did something that you didn't expect them to do? I encourage you, my friends, to rebound from those challenges. Step back up in the game and recognize that you can pick yourself up and dust yourself off, and you will be better than ever before. That first E in our FREE acronym reminds us to expect excellence. In everything we do, we should expect the best. Remember, success is defined by our expectations, and we can achieve all we believe we can achieve. Henry Ford once said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. You see, expectations are going to govern all of our actions, and there are several levels of expectations we can have. First, there's no expectations. No expectations leads to unpredictable results. If you go in not expecting anything, then you don't know what you're going to get out of it. Then there are low expectations. Low expectations lead to mediocrity, leads to average and apathy. You don't want to have no expectations or low expectations. May I present to you glow expectations. G-L-O-W means expect to gain, to lead, to overcome, and win. Yes, my friends, to gain, to lead, to overcome, and to win. When those are your expectations, a glow comes about you. Then you're excited and everybody can see it. A bright light shines from within and people can tell that you are in it to win it every time. That final E in our free acronym reminds us of the importance of embracing everyone. Yes, we should embrace everyone. If we truly want to achieve freedom, we've got to stop hating and start loving. This means no jealousy, no judgment, no criticisms, no complaints. They don't have to look like you or believe like you or think like you in order for you to embrace them. Think of all the beautiful trees on our planet. There are apple trees and peach trees and cherry trees and pecan trees. They all look different, but we embrace them for their differences. We should be the same way with people. We should embrace them for their differences, not judge them, not criticize them, not ask them, why are you not like me or why are you not like him or her, but on the contrary, embrace the beauty that they hold. Our differences don't make us better. They don't make us worse. They just make us us. And we can all achieve greatness and become free at last if we embrace these four key elements. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.